98.1 KZE. MK with you a little bit after 4 o'clock on your Tuesday. Delighted to welcome to the studio Kelsey Merrow from Pony Up Rescue Collective in Tivoli. Kelsey, welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
It is a delight to meet you. I am, I've talked about this on the radio and you and I have been talking about it. I'm a former horse girl, mm-hmm. and once a horse girl, always a horse girl. So I'm always excited to learn about an organization like yours that's really helping horses in the area and helping make equestrianism accessible for everybody. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about Pony Up Rescue Collective?
Sure. We are first and foremost a community organization. We are a nonprofit community horse rescue. And as much as we rescue horses out of the auction to slaughter pipeline, we invite the community to be part of that process and do the rehab with us. I came up with horses. I had the privilege of coming up in the horse world, hunter jumpers and whatnot. And as much as I loved it, you can't help but notice it's extremely exclusive.
Yes.
And so coming up here and getting into rescue, I sort of realized the hard way. It takes a village to rehab a pony. And you need a big village full of people that some of whom don't know the front from the back. You need all kinds of people. And so the idea behind the organization is let's build the village out of everybody who wants to be around horses, who stands to benefit, make them accessible to everyone. And the local community, and invite underserved populations, and arguably the people who stand to benefit the most from being around horses are the people who have the least access.
Absolutely. I mean, there's horse therapy, right? Where like you can benefit emotionally and you know, physically from just hanging out with horses.
So oh, sure. Yeah.
This is a way that folks can do this that is also helping the horses at the same time, which I absolutely love. Because as well as being exclusive, I feel like sometimes there's a perception of the equestrian world that, you know, the horses are sort of not always treated super well and, you know, maybe an afterthought to some of
sure.
the people who are in charge of their welfare. And this is the opposite of that. Their welfare is at the forefront.
Yeah. And to make horses that are safe and adoptable, they have to be happy and well-adjusted, and they have to have a really good, healthy relationship with not just one or two humans, but with humanity.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of people contributing to that.
And for anybody out there who has never spent significant time around horses, they are the most amazing animals. They are so unique. Each one is such an individual. I mean, you know, as much as your dog or your cat has a personality, horses have every bit as much personality. I've never mm-hmm. met two horses that were exactly alike. Do you have some kind of favorite characters among the horses at Pony Up?
I mean, I think it's hard not to talk about Sherman because he's such a snaggletooth little troll of a pony who came back from the brink of death. Thanks to our volunteers and to Millbrook Equine. This pony had an amazing amount of life force, and he came to us with, you know, Potomac fever, choke, he got pneumonia, his feet were rotted through, he was 400 pounds, you know, soaking wet.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
He's now we call him the General of Roseview, which is the name of the farm out of which we operate. And he's so playful and full of joy. He chases my dog and he plays hide and seek and he creeps around checking on everybody and he gets the zoomies every day.
Oh.
And it's incredible you see these ponies. We've saved 17 of them so far. We've rehomed 9, on contract, so they can't be resold, but they
awesome.
Can always come back. And you see them, they either come in terrified or extraordinarily depressed. And you kind of love them back to health. And you don't need to know about horses to be part of that, which is what's really cool. And am I talking too much?
No. Oh. This is what we're here for.
Well, I wanted to talk about the other part of it that's interesting. I have no mental health credentials, but you can't help but see the parallels of horses and people in some ways. Like, we have one who's been badly abused, and when she feels threatened, she acts out and she's menacing. And another who's been mistreated will sort of shut down and go pretend that he's invisible mm-hmm. and back away. And another one will flee and shake. And another one will try to jump into your lap for comfort.
Yeah.
And the range of responses among the horses is really, it's noticeable. And I guess that any person who comes and spends time with us, and everybody is welcome, will notice that, and it's inspiring. They somehow are really able to trust and find sort of joy, and you see that process in real time.
Yeah. That's amazing. Kelsey Merrow is my guest from Pony Up Rescue Collective in Tivoli. And if you're listening and you're like, wow, I would love to get involved, I think a great place to start is probably coming to the event on Saturday, Sip and Saddle. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes, absolutely. we're having this, our fall fundraiser. We're really excited. It's from 5 to 9 this Saturday. We have tickets are available online, but also at the door. You can go to ponyuprc.org, and they're $50. We also have $20 community tickets where we don't make any money, but we want to get people out. So we want to make it as accessible as possible. And we're going to have live music, and you'll get to meet all of these ponies. We have 8 of them in our care right now. Oh, including our baby. We have a
Can I tell them?
So we have an accidental baby mule named Reba.
Who's, oh my gosh.
Yeah, who was a big surprise to all the volunteers. There's something like 65, I think, volunteers with us, ages 12 to maybe 84. Mm-hmm. And we're all co-parenting.
Takes a village.
It does.
To raise a baby mule.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
4.5 months.
Oh my gosh. So still like little.
I think her dad might have been a large donkey because she's as big as little Sherman.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're playmates and it's very cute.
That's amazing.
Because he's like 1,000.
Yeah. But again, village, human and equine. Mm-hmm. So this is this Saturday. It's Sip and Saddle, a Barnside benefit going on from 5 to 9. Cocktails, appetizers. Do you know off the top of your head who's playing music?
I do. It's a wonderful guitarist, Tony Romano.
Awesome.
It's Matt Garrity on drums and John Menigan on bass. And they're going to be doing a combination of jazz and blues and country. And I may sit in on a few tunes.
Fantastic. What's your instrument?
I sing.
Nice.
That's my secret other thing.
Not so secret anymore. Now it's out there. Everybody knows. But you got to go to the event to hear it. Also want to talk about the silent auction. What kind of items do you guys have up?
Oh, so the community has been so generous in donating everything from sort of restaurant gift certificates and wine and cheese. We've got beautiful handmade sterling rings from Cavallo Jewelers.
Beautiful.
We have there's 25 or 30 items from all around the Hudson Valley that range from experiences like a golf package at the Red Hook Golf Club to dining all over town.
Yeah. And amazing.
Good stuff.
And also, we got to touch on the Punk Pony Club photo booth.
Yeah, back to Sherman. So he already has one eye, but I just need for whoever's listening to picture this fabulous snaggle-toothed, club-footed, sway-backed, one-eyed pony with a mohawk and a fabulous gold rock star eye patch and a stud collar and a skull blanket. We're making a stall into the photo booth, and you can come get your picture taken on the, instead of the red carpet, it's the plaid carpet. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do Polaroids and digital photos as part of the experience of being there. Mm-hmm.
Does he like dressing up, Sherman?
He is surprisingly good with it.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine you wouldn't be nominating him for this job if he wasn't, but
you know, he has a really easy, happy life. And then we ask him sort of twice a year to help us out. And he seems to understand the deal.
Yeah. Good for him. Mm-hmm. Pony Up Rescue Collective is in Tivoli, New York. And tell me the name of the farm again.
We're at Roseview Farm. It's a private farm. So it is important that we don't have people just, you know, showing up. And on the property.
Yeah.
That said, if you reach out through ponyuprc.org, you are welcome. I never turn people away. The only prerequisite for involvement with us is goodwill.
Nice. So yeah, whether you are an experienced horse person or just horse curious, mm-hmm. And just want to do some good and spend some time with some amazing animals, how did the collective get started?
Well, so I rescued one pony, and I thought to myself that I was going to feel like a hero, like and do a good deed, and that was I was very egotistical, and I rescued our OG, whose name is Potato, because potatoes have eyes but can't see.
Oh.
And he is blind and fabulous. And he's the exact color of a sweet potato.
Oh.
But so rescued him, and he needed an eye surgery that I couldn't afford. So I thought, okay, I'll see if I can get the community to chip in, and it'll be a collective, right? People will chip in the money, and I'll put in the work and the time, and it'll be great. And it was a spectacular failure. Mm. It did him no favors. Mm. So it turns out that rehabbing a pony alone, no matter what I can do with him, he's totally an anxious mess with the rest of the world. Mm. So he didn't help him become adoptable or useful or even better adjusted to the world. It turned out that you really need like a whole mess of people.
Yeah. So that kind of open volunteer policy really does help to socialize these ponies.
Oh, incredibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, you know, because we're a scrappy startup, we're only 2.5 years old. It dovetails nicely because we need help in so many different ways, so that when people volunteer and they say, well, I want to volunteer, but I'm in a wheelchair, or I can't lift, or I have never seen a horse before, or I'm scared of whatever it is. We can adapt to all of that because there are so many ways to help a startup rescue.
Yeah.
From photography and organizing and decorating to like farm chores to the horse handling part itself, to the whole back end of helping with our event. Like there's a world of people helping put this event together on Saturday.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like something that you really just have to go and see for yourself. And I think, you know, I'm pretty swept up in it just by talking to you about it. So I imagine going this weekend and seeing for yourself is going to get a lot of people involved. That's ponyuprc.org. Again, for your tickets, Sip and Saddle, the Barnside Benefit, this Saturday, the 27th at Pony Up Rescue Collective in Tivoli. Kelsey, thank you so much.
Oh, it's such a treat to be able to talk with you and talk to people.
And thank you for bringing a dog.
Pickle is here for moral support. She's hanging out.
Being extremely good. She's asleep.
Yeah, she's a good one. Thank you so much, MK.
We got John Hyatt, Ride My Pony on KZE for Pony Up Rescue Collective.